mash something in gravy?
No.
You ever have any of those? You may have to peel them to eat them. Sometimes I make french fries out of them.
You have a fish?
What would you call them?
Potatoes.
Okay. And what about the type of potato that's yellow inside? Sweet. What do you call it?
Sweet potatoes.
Called anything else?
No.
What about the kind of vegetable that when you peel it you cry?
Onion.
Okay, what about the kind of vegetable that is, what's the type of onion that you might grow in your garden that doesn't get big? You just eat the green part and the little part. What do you call that? Okay.
If something is very common.
What about, what do you call the,
you
ever eat any gumbo soup?
You can find it just about.
No.
Okay, you ever eat any kind of a vegetable that's green, about that long? It's in a pod. A little pod comes to a point. You slice it up, it's got seeds in it, it's kind of slimy inside. A lot of people don't like it.
No.
Oak.
Oak. Oak?
Yeah, it starts with oak. Okra?
Okra.
Yeah, you ever eaten any of that?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
That's
how do you eat it?
Cooked it in lettuce and cooking tomatoes.
And with tomatoes?
Yeah.
Make it like what?
Okra, tomatoes, soup, like.
Okay. If you leave an apple or a plum around out in the sun or something, what's going to happen to it?
It'll rot.
Oh, and before it rots, it does what? It
no.
You say
no, it doesn't matter.
Crush.
Shrip.
Opening.
Alright, but it also is shrip. Right, it wrinkles, right? What's another way to say a wrinkle? It's shrimp.
Shrimp.
You ever say shrimp?
No.
Okay, what kind of vegetable is it that comes in large leafy heads? You make a slaw out of it?
Lettuce.
You make slaw out of it?
Cabbage.
Okay. And when you want to get beans out of a pod by hand, you have to do what?
You didn't have any luck at all.
Yeah, if you buy a bunch of beans in the pods and you have to get the beans out of it, so like you buy some pinto beans or something and it's still in the pod, you have to open the pod. What do you call it?
Shadow.
Okay.
And
what do you call the kind of beans that are large, they're yellowish, they're flat, and you eat just the seeds, not the pods? They're big.
Black eyed beans.
No, they're big, about that big.
Lima beans.
Yeah. Any other names for them?
No.
They're yellow. You ever hear them called butter beans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only the frozen kind.
Only the what kind?
Frozen.
Alright, let's say frozen kind.
No. What are the frozen kind? What do you call them?
Baked beans.
The what?
Baked beans. Butter beans.
Okay. And what's the other kind called?
That's all right. I didn't like it.
Okay. And what kind of beans is it that you eat the pod and everything? You know, they're long thin.
A crying child. He was hitting my candy. Green beans.
Okay. Now, if you take the tops of turnips and cook them, you got a mess of what?
What do you call those?
Like turnips and mustard. You know, just the leaves.
Collard greens.
Yeah. Okay. If you had, we were talking about heads of cabbage and lettuce. While ago, if you ever talked about having about 5 or 6 kids, would you ever say that we got 5 or 6 of children?
Okay, ended up. How about
no?
If you have,
how would
good,
you say that?
You know, if you
I have
meal,
5 or 6
children. Would you ever hear anybody say that they got a couple of heads
we've raised the big
children?
No.
How about if someone had about 14 or 15 kids? Would you say they have a how many? How would you say they got a whole?
Big family.
Okay. Real big.
You ever heard anybody say anything? They got a whole pat?
No.
Pass?
We bring it the big
they got a big pass? Passel? You ever heard anybody say they got a passel?
No.
How would somebody say that if they had a real big family? I mean, just want to say, oh, they got a whole passel of kids.
Yep. They probably say they have a big family.
Crop.
Okay. You ever eaten corn?
Crop?
Yeah.
How do you eat it?